The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The Amen Saves the Day. I think that Wonder Julie knows where we're going with that one. From the throne room to the bathroom. How does that work? And the True Christian Self-Help Program.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. You want to spend your Friday talking about politics? Take a deep breath. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? We even have a trivia question. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. If you have a praise report, awesome. You got a prayer request, awesome. You want to talk about a subject, awesome. Any topic is open for conversation as long as it's not super duper 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 boring. Get it? Why? Because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All righty. We're going to do a little bit faster reads than normal. I'm telling my Wonder Julie ahead of time so she knows what's going on. Let's talk first about roofing. Roofing with our friend John.
Big John.
469 blessed, 469 BLESSED, 469 blessed, 469 BLESSED. I think it's going the same either way. Here's the bottom line. A lot of roof issues going on. This is Texas. Got a lot of roof issues? Keep it simple. Ready? Here's how you think of it. Ready? Keep it easy. Ready? Call him if you want a free inspection. If you need a roof replacement or roof repair, majority of the time, there's zero out-of-pocket, folks. There's nothing coming out-of-pocket. You just need somebody to look at the roof, who's a professional, who knows what's going on, who's licensed, and who knows how to go, needs a replacement. Besides having a big skylight in your roof that you did not put there the day before, there are other ways to do inspections. Okay? The Blessed Roofing Company .com. That's the URL. The Blessed Roofing Company .com. He's the man. We're gonna have him in studio hopefully next week, because if not, I'm gonna drag him in. I want to say hi to Patrick, who's listening online. Hi, Patrick. How you doing? I type, but to move between here and the little computer, it's just really hard. Our next sponsor, our very own, not Hawaiian, but Italian, Pamela Melchione.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's Melchione. Okay, here's the deal. The Blessed Realty Company. See how you just had the Blessed Roofing Company? Yes, they're connected. The Blessed Realty Company. I want to make sure I say that again, so in case you missed it, you won't miss it. The Blessed Realty Company. Blessed. B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Blessed. Blessed. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. If you want somebody to work for you regarding real estate, whether you're selling or buying or both, you want somebody who's not doing it as a hobby. I think I'll do this just because I get a real estate license and I can then go and visit my friends in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Okay, well, you want somebody that does this for a living, right? You want somebody working for you, with you, partnering. The sweat and the blood that you've put in to your process to get to where you're at, whether you're selling or buying, you want somebody who gets that. That's Pamela. 817-505-5541. Now listen, 817-505-5541. Big shout out to her. We got her a commercial starting today. And you'll get a chance to hear it. So we've got both her and John and their commercial in. I had another good meeting today. Now, here's the funniest part. Boy, you want to pray for me? I know you do. You either want to pray for me that the Lord just, you know, helps me, heals me, something. You want to pray something. But I have 8 clients that I'm supposed to close out for next week. And I don't know how we're going to – first of all, we're not taking 8. I'm just telling you right now. We're not taking 8 new ones. We're only taking 8 total. I want to give you guys a break. But I need prayer because I need the wisdom of the Lord to know what to do, how to do, and what to do. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, cool. I'm glad. All right, let's get into the first 2 quick things. One, we're going to cover the story that is something that our very own Wonder Julie was the one who mentioned this to me. And so this really comes about because of her insight. She sent me the email, the link, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But the second thing is I want to brag about my wife. And you think, well, this is a radio show, a Christian radio show. You can't do that. Watch me. You didn't know that Job, that whole situation was God bragging about Job? Have you considered my servant Job? What a guy. That's how that started. So anyway, I just want to give my wife big props. She's really been trying to do some personal disciplines, and she's been doing great. And she met a personal goal this morning, and I'll just tell you, it has to do with her feeling younger.
Yay!
And so I said, you're going to make that goal. And you know what she said to me? No, I don't know if I'm going to make that goal. And I said, you're going to make that goal. I'm just really confident for you. And she goes, no, I don't think I'm going to make that goal. And I said, okay, put your hand on your throat and rub your throat real quickly. And she goes, why? And I said, because when you make the goal, I want you to sing to me in operatic voice. Dave was right, I was wrong. Dave was right, I was wrong. 3 times. Guess what I got this morning? Dave was right, I was wrong. Dave was right, I was wrong. Dave was right, I was wrong. You might be thinking, that just sounds a little goofy. It's our relationship. I got nothing for you. It was a blessing for her. It's a blessing for me. And you know what it means? It means we're going out for tacos tonight. That's what it means. I know, 2 big yays. Let's talk about the story that's really important. The Amen Saves the Day. This story sent over to me by our very own Wonder Julie. Here, I'm going to give you a golf clap. Out of Jacksonville, Florida, 2 Florida teens prayed as they were stranded in the middle of the ocean, and those prayers were answered after a boat named Amen came to their rescue. Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, both 17 years old, said their rescuers were sent by God, and the name on the boat proved it. According to Fox 30, the Jacksonville teens skipped school for Beach Senior Skip Day. Both have been friends, by the way, since 4th grade. Now, if you're going to skip school, Beach Senior Skip Day, that fact that they've named it that, right? It's a pretty good one, right? I mean, that's the kind of day where they say, if you're a senior and you're not at the beach, there's something wrong with you. Okay? We used to do that in church, by the way. In Flagstaff, Arizona, we had a church. We were coordinating a church for a while. And one of the things that people in Flagstaff are really people travel there a lot, and they go. And if you live there, then you travel out of there. I mean, you kind of go in and out. And I just said, so if I see somebody here every single Sunday, I'm going to know something's wrong, because every once in a while, you just got to get away. It's okay to get away. I bless you to get away, and so on and so forth. And people did that. That's what you need to do. Well, let's go back to this story. The 2 swam offshore at Volano Beach, but a strong current stranded them 2 miles away from the coast. 2 hours later, the teens started to become weak, and they did their best to hold each other above water, and that's when they began to pray. Captain Eric Wagner was on his way to New Jersey when he spotted the stranded teens. He pulled them on board his boat. Wagner called the U.S. Coast Guard to report his boat, the Amen, that rescued the two people. When the teens heard his call, they both started crying. There's no other reason or explanation in the world that that wasn't God, Smith explained to Fox 30. The teens were taken to a nearby hospital. They are graduating later this month and both plan to serve in the military. I just think this is a fantastic story. It's got a boat that said, that's called Amen. The word Amen means in the Hebrew, so be it, or all, it's not make it so, it's so be it, let it, you know, let it be. I guess you could almost give it a Star Trek-y make it so, but it is a, you know, so be it kind of mentality. And here, these two teens, now I will say, and this is not a dig on them in any capacity, but they were out there for 2 hours and they were fighting and they were trying to, you know, keep afloat and get away from the current and holding on to each other. Let me tell you that takes a lot of energy. I mean, at my age, I never could pull that off. Not 2 hours treading water. That's a very, very difficult thing. And then when they came to that point where they didn't have very much energy left, you know, they called upon the name of the Lord. I'm telling you right now, that is a great picture of us, isn't it? Because we'll be out there. Sometimes we'll go in the wrong current. Right? We don't have maybe any kind of safety things around us, and we're struggling, and we maintain, and we'll even support one another depending on what's going on. But there comes a point where we need to ask God to help. Now, you could say, well, they should have asked right away. I think they probably thought, well, you know, this is a position where the Lord's put us in, and we'll try and do our best to get out. But when they realized it was beyond them, they went to the Lord, and the Lord was there for them. And let me tell you how important that is for you to understand as a believer. The Lord is there for you. And when you are out of strength and all you've done is tread water and you haven't made the progress yet, the Lord is still there with you. Whether it's a boat, whether it's a person, whether it's an answer to a situation, whether it's deliverance out of a multitude of things, God hears your prayer. When you call upon his name, he is there. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I love that these guys did this, and they've given a great testimony for the grace of God. And that's a cool thing. All right, we're going to take our break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, what a roof!
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Oh, that was a good one. Here in Texas. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook davidspoonmedia. YouTube davidspoonmedia. Because that's my handle. There we go. That's just for Noah. Noah's out there somewhere. All right. So, let's see. My wife just texted me in the middle of the show. I'm getting the impression she forgot I'm live. You know what she said to me the other day? I said, do you listen to the show? She says, I listen to you every day. So I'm going to take that as a no. This is what I'm going to do. For those that don't know, today is Rhino Day. Yes, we're going to get in the teaching in just a second. And also, today is Lumpy Rug Day. Here is the trivia question for those who are feeling so challenged. What did Adam and Eve eat in the garden that they shouldn't have? What did Adam and Eve eat in the garden that they shouldn't have? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We're going to get into the teaching in regards to Peter. After he made his fantastic confession, we're going to the next section. Before we get to that next section, I got to tell you something about that's related to the amenship. But the next section, which is Peter does this masterful job. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Like I said, anybody there could have said, you're the man. You're the Lord." But Peter's like, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What a great, great declaration, right? Right after that amazing declaration, Peter does about the dumbest thing that can be done. He doesn't just make that declaration, walk away, kind of like walking away a winner. Peter did not walk away a winner. We're going to deal with that in just a second. But we have somebody who is wanting to answer our trivia question. What did Adam and Eve eat in the garden that they shouldn't have? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Shabbat shalom, David. Hey. This is Samson.
Hi, Samson. How's it going? Do you know what?
My answer is they eat the fruit of the good and evil.
That is correct, sir. They ate the fruit. Now, why is that important? Is because they didn't eat an apple, as it is so depicted.
That's a tradition, but not the actual description of the Bible.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner on that one. Nice job. Very nice job. In fact, the thought, not the guarantee, but the thought is it might have been like more like a pomegranate, but nobody knows. It's just an interesting thought, but very good job, Sam. Thanks for calling in. You got this one. Nailed it. Going into the weekend, a winner. Good job. I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All right, good job. All right, let's go right into it. I'm not going to bring up that other thing right yet. I'll bring it up afterwards. But I just want to talk about Peter. Peter's fantastic confession, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And we talked yesterday about that is the single most important question that every person needs to answer. Jesus asked his disciples, he said, he said, "Who do people say that I am?" And they're like, "Well, some say Elijah, some say one of the prophets, some say Jeremiah." Then Jesus redirects that question specifically at them and says, "Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am?" That's the question that needs to be answered. And that's when Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Again, if that would have been the end of it, fantastic. Right after that, Jesus tells his disciples he's going to suffer. He's going to go through quite a bit. He lets them know that he's going to, there's going to be suffering. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day. Jesus is telling them, here's what's coming. Verse 22. But Peter took him aside and corrected him. "Heaven forbid, Lord," he said, "this will never happen to you." Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Get away from me, Satan. You are a dangerous trap to me. You are seeing things merely from a human point of view and not from God." Wow. First and foremost, you have to capture the moment. Peter has this great confession. There's 11 other disciples. He asked all of them. Peter just spoke first. He had that boldness. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Good answer, Peter. "The flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven did." Then he goes on and he talks about the prevailing of the church and the confession of believers and the Petra, the whole process. And then Jesus says, "The Son of Man is going to go and suffer, and he's going to be killed by the Pharisees and by the religious leaders." And Peter says to Jesus, "That's not going to happen." "No, sir. Heaven forbid. That's never going to happen to you." Let's start off with this just as a base understanding. How many times do we correct God? "Oh, that's not how that goes, Lord. Nuh-uh, that's not how that should be. This isn't how I should feel. This isn't the circumstance I should be in. This isn't what I should be going through." And then he moves quickly from that to predicting the future. He says, "This will never happen to you." Well, when did Peter become the knower of the future? When did he change all of a sudden? And now he knows what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. There's an element where people are thinking, well, you know, maybe Peter was protecting Jesus. He wasn't protecting Jesus. He was correcting Jesus. And what did Jesus say? Oh, it's just so brutal. Because here, you got to understand. "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And his head's going, "I'm Peter. I gave a good answer." And then he tells Jesus, "No, this isn't going to happen to you." And then Jesus goes, "Get behind me, Satan." Back down it goes. Exactly. Exactly. And what happens? Jesus goes, "Get behind me, Satan. You have in mind the things of men, not the things of God. You have in mind the things of humans and not the divine. You have in your brain and in your mindset that which people think and nothing of which God is doing." I got to tell you something. Right after, I love to connect myself to Peter, who had this fantastic confession that "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," relating to Jesus. I then, too, would do exactly what he did. I'm going to see this from the human point of view and tell you now how it's going to be. After all, I did make a good confession. I should know. This is a problem. It's when we set our minds, and it's when people set their minds, it's when Peter set his mind, it's when you set your mind on the things of man versus the things of God. It's when we walk by sight and not by faith. Scripture says, walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what we see. We interpret everything in our filter. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. There, that passage in there says, not on your own understanding. Not. Don't do that. And Jesus goes as far as to say in the New Living Translation, and listen to what he says. He says, you are a dangerous trap to me. That word dangerous trap in the Greek is how you lure an animal with something sticky and suck them in and capture them. And Jesus is like, nah, I ain't going down there. That's the wrong place. And all of that because Peter is looking at this strictly from Peter's point of view. Peter's point of view is the point of view that prevails in his mind, and he doesn't see that God's plan goes and extends beyond that. And so in Peter's point of view, Jesus is, nope, you're not going to die, and I've got to correct you. You're wrong. This isn't the direction you're going to go. I gave a good confession. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a good guy. I'm a good believer. I'm a good follower. All the other 11 think I'm a genius, and now I'm telling you, Jesus, don't do what you're going to do. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You have entertained and maintained your point of view from a humanistic element. And you're not seeing this from God's point of view. Without the death of Christ, Peter's going nowhere. Without the death of Jesus, Peter's never going to do anything good, ever. That death is a necessity. Not just for Peter's salvation, but for every person who's a believer, every person who's a true child of God. And so Jesus goes, you have in mind the wrong things. You have in mind the things of the worldly nature in thought. You have in mind the things of human perspective. You don't have divine perspective. Never forget, donkeys is what brought the king of Israel out. You're thinking, what? Saul went looking for donkeys. God told Samuel to anoint the king. One's a human perspective and one's a divine perspective. Maybe we should stop thinking that everything's about looking for donkeys. Maybe it's more about God fulfilling his plan in our lives, doing the things he's going to do and wants to do. Maybe we ought to get a better perspective, less of ours, more of his. What do you think? That's probably a great way to go about it. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back. There's more. There's more. Yeah, there's more. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770 here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Well, all amps are louder. Because you see, ours, normally an amp goes from 1 to 10, see? But ours, they go to 11, see? So ours are one more. They're louder, See? So you turn them all the way to 11. All the way up. They're louder.
I have saved the best for the last. Because I know almost what I am doing, but not quite.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, David Spoon Media. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. On the top of your roof, David Spoon Media. You can throw water in the air and try and write David Spoon Media right in the water. It could happen. Okay, maybe not. We're going to continue to discuss. My wife was texting me right in the middle of the show. She's busy. That was her text. Thanks, honey. Make sure that's on the air. Let's get ready to go back into this discussion about Peter, who did one thing right, and then he thought once he got one thing right, then he knew it all. It's a good thing none of us are like Peter, right? I mean, that's, you get one thing right, you nail it, you say the exact right thing in the exact right way, but then we don't carry on and think we know it all. It's fortunate that was only Peter. I did want to say one thing going back to the Amen story, and then we'll continue with Peter. This only takes 60 seconds, and it is a joke, and I'm going to tell it, so it doesn't matter. Going back to that Amen story, the two teenagers in Florida who got picked up by the boat, that reminds me of a classic old tale in Christendom. Have you ever, and I'm going to ask Wonder Julie if she's ever heard it. She's probably not heard of this, but I'll tell it anyway. Have you ever heard the story about the guy who was, there was a flood and he was just trusting the Lord to rescue him? Have you ever heard that story?
No.
Okay. Let me tell you that story. There's a big flood in a county and a man full of faith, you know, born-again believer, just believing, nope, the Lord's going to rescue me, the Lord's going to rescue me. Floodwaters grow, and the floodwaters grow. And this guy comes along, and just as the water's growing, he says, hey, why don't you come with me before something bad happens, because this floodwater's going all the way. The guy goes, nope, I'm staying right here. Guy has to go up on his roof, and while he's up on his roof, there's a boat that comes by. It's the police. And the police say, get in the boat. Get in right now. Because if you don't get in right now, you're going to have a lot of problems. He goes, nope, the Lord's going to rescue me. Nope, not going nowhere. As the water gets higher and higher and it's up to the top of his roof, a helicopter comes by. And the helicopter guy goes, please grab the rope. And they're like, come on up here. And he said, nope, the Lord's going to rescue me. The Lord's going to rescue me. I'm not going nowhere. What happens is the guy drowns. But hold on. He gets to heaven and comes before the Lord and he says, Lord, I thought you were going to rescue me. And the Lord says, I sent you help three times. See? Come on, that's funny. Okay. I lose people when I tell jokes, just to let you know how that goes. I have to enjoy this. You don't understand. All right, let's go back to Peter real quickly, and then I'm going to give you the coolest teaching ever. It is the True Christian Self-Improvement Self-Help Program. I'm going to give you the real one because people don't tend to do that. Let's just cap on Peter, make sure that we're done with this. Jesus, as Peter gives a great confession, Jesus is very happy with that. He's not unhappy with that confession. That's the confession that the church is built on. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. How do we know that it's not Peter? We talked about this yesterday because he said to Peter, who was Petros, he said, you know, good job, Peter, and on this Petra, I'm going to build my church. The difference is Peter means stone or rock, and then the Petra means a bedrock, like a whole grouping of them. So we know it's built on all the people that have that same confession, not on one individual by any means, except for Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and then the apostles and the prophets being part of that foundation that was laid by the Holy Spirit. So what we do see is that when he has Peter's a really good moment, and then he's telling Jesus what to do, all because he can't see the plan of God, so he's going to insert himself and give his own plan and tell God how it's going to go, but he'll guise it as spiritual. By this, this is what I mean. We'll try and say, well, I'm being spiritual because I'm telling the Lord this, or I'm telling the Lord this. Here's the problem. We're telling the Lord. That's not spiritual. That's stupid. See, there's spiritual, and then there's stupid, and that's stupid. You don't tell God what's going to happen. In this case, Peter's like, this isn't going to happen to you. How do you think Peter felt? The two times after Jesus rebuked him and said, get behind me, Satan, you savor, in the older King James, you savor the things of man and not the things of God, which I love that translation. What you find out is the two next times that Jesus tells about his suffering, Peter doesn't say a word. It's like he learned his lesson, like, yep, and not saying nothing. But then Jesus gives in just a few verses the greatest teaching on self-help. Did you know in the self-help industry that it is a $25 to $30 billion industry? Really, $25 to $30 billion. And that was years ago. I can't even imagine what it is now. And everybody's trying to do the self-help thing. In fact, what's the big self-help thing? It's, it's find yourself. Come on, find yourself. You ever heard of the book, I'm Okay, You're Okay? You know, you ever heard that book? It's a very popular book. Then the next book came out. It says, I'm Okay, You're Not Okay. And then the third one in the series came out. It said, I'm Okay, You're a Jerk. So you can see where that progressively was going. But Jesus makes very clear what the Christian self-help program is all about. Ready? I hope you're ready. Jesus said in verse 24 of Matthew 16, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross, and follow me. If you try to keep your life for yourself, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find true life. And how do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul in the process? Is anything worth more than your soul? This is an amazing, completely contradictory statement by Jesus Christ against a self-made industry that makes billions and billions of dollars, but simultaneously completely misses what God's plan is. This is the ultimate find yourself message by Jesus, and it is the ultimate anti-find yourself message by Jesus. And you're thinking, well, how does that happen? Here's what Jesus said. He said, you want to find yourself? You looking for yourself? Huh? You trying to find yourself? Well, in order to do that, you have to put aside your selfish ambitions, pick up your cross, follow me, because if you give up your life for me, Jesus said, then you'll find it. So Jesus' answer to self-help is for you and I to die to ourselves. Here's the self-help world. Find the thing that makes you dance. Here's God's world. Die. Die to yourself. Die to yourself. Stop being number one. Stop being the most important existent person in your mindset. Die for my sake. Follow me. And then you're going to find out what real life is all about. And you sit there and you think, well, how can that happen? How can you find yourself by dying to yourself and following Jesus? The reason that that's where you're going to find fulfillment is because you're making the connection to your creator. And you're the creation, and you will never, as the creation, find fulfillment apart from the creator. And everybody who's seeking to you know, I'm going to do the things that make me happy. Well, you know what's so stupid about that is the things that make you happy when you're 20 don't make you happy when you're 30, don't make you happy when you're 40, don't make you happy when you're 50. What's important is to grasp that God is the only one that has the ability to turn that part of your heart where the happiness extends past your 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and is there for a lifetime. And the only way to get to God's turning that button in your heart is to die to yourself for his cause and follow him all the way. That's it. You think, well, that just doesn't seem fair. You know what my favorite word is? Tough. Too bad. But that's not what the industry says. Don't care. It's what Jesus said. You know what's amazing about what Jesus said is it still goes on. You, if he doesn't come back, you'll be dead, and what Jesus said will still go on. Well, those self-help books will still go on. Jesus, what Jesus said 2,000 years ago, still reigns supreme today. In 100 years, there may be no self-help books. You don't know. But Jesus' words will endure forever, and he told you that. The ultimate anti-find-yourself message. We find our true selves by dying to ourselves for Christ. Not for anything else, for Christ. And it's an amazing concept that we miss, that to find that satisfaction in life is not to fulfill all the little coffers in our brain and in our heart. Don't get me wrong. I've tried 1,001 things. Solomon tried 10,001 things. Doesn't work. It's not going to happen. Only in Jesus Christ is that going to be found when you do it for the Lord. Not just denying yourself, not just self-denial. It's not just self-denial and discipline. That's not what Jesus is saying. He says if it's for me. Jesus was talking about people being persecuted, and he said, you are blessed if you're persecuted because of me. And then people go, see, I'm persecuted, I'm blessed. But it's got nothing to do with Jesus. They're just being persecuted because they're jerks. It's like, you can't do that. It's got to be for Christ. Okay? All right. Short break. Coming back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541 or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education. But more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541, or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
There's no need to fear.
Murder Bear
is here.
Josh and Ash are feeling bummed, plus all their friends are being dumb. That's when they need some joy and fun, which they can get from their amazing son, Carter Bear. Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear. When things seem to be going wacky, he's the spoon that makes them happy. Carter Bear, Carter Bear, Carter Bear.
The David Spoon Experience. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. YouTube David Spoon Media. There's a lot of David Spoon Media there. Alrighty. Couple things to tell you. Couple things we need prayer for. Couple things that we are going to kind of lay before you. You are the body of Christ. You are my brother and my sister. And let me say something. King David said, I am a companion to all them that fear the Lord. Now, in our day and age, that is a little more specific. I am a brother and sister to all those whose heavenly Father, whose Father is in heaven, whose Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ, saved and redeemed by his blood, so we are blood relatives, and who is baptized and participates with the Holy Spirit, as we are all meant to drink of one Spirit and baptized by one Spirit. And, oh, yeah, in the future, we're going to deeply go into tongues and prophecy and spiritual gifts and the Baptist point of view and the Pentecostal point of view, because I has a little bit of experience in both. That's all I'm going to say. I know both really well. And then even eschatology, because I hear a lot of the people doing the prophecies, the majority of people on the station are premillennial dispensationalists. Nothing wrong with that. But there are other points of view. That's fine. That's not a matter of fellowship. When that becomes a matter of fellowship, now then you got real problems. I'm telling you, when they're shooting Christians, you're not going to care whether that person thinks that the Ordo Salutis goes in a particular direction or not. I promise you won't care about how the order of salvation. You'll be caring about dodging bullets. That's a much bigger issue. And whether it's the same Father, same Son, and same Holy Spirit. Okay? All right. I do want to give a big props and shout out to Wonder Julie, who's done a great job. Thank you for all the work that you've done. Welcome back. I hope this week's not been too difficult for you. It's not been that bad, huh? Not so far. I can't hear you. Yep, you got.
It's good to be back to work.
Okay, but it was also nice to go out on a vacation, right?
Yeah, see nice the family, go home.
Yeah, seeing the family, going home, and then but then coming back. There's that routine. I think that people you get familiar with. And that's nice.
I need a routine, or I'm not right.
Yeah. I'm just not right.
Well, you said it.
Yeah,
not
it's
me.
Easy. It's easy to go that route. So we've done a lot of teaching, I think, today, and we've kind of, you know, jumped in there. And so I want to tell you some of the prayer requests that I have, because I need prayer. And so you're out there, if you're listening, and if you're listening to this through a record or through the podcast, which, praise the Lord, are finally working, we are asking for prayer. We need prayer because we need a little bit of wisdom and connection in some of the people that we're going to be meeting over the next week or two regarding new clientele, and make sure that we have the best possible team that we can have. That's really important. So just pray that the Lord would give us insight, and the people that we're doing business with insight. Just lift us in prayer, and I appreciate it. We did find out that we are just shy, just so you can know, between the new shows now have produced about 2,000 downloads or something along those lines. We have 193,000 downloads since we've been doing the radio stuff. That's nice. I don't know what they're doing with it. Somebody said, did you monetize that? I went, whoops. Like, whoops, I knew I forgot something. Here's the thing I really want to keep in mind. I think just that, the capsuling of that teaching that we're talking about, just the summary part, just really understanding that, you know, Peter, it wasn't like Peter was trying to have the mindset of Satan. It wasn't like he said, oh, gee, I want to have the mindset of Satan. He fell into that by thinking humanly and worldly. And it's not that you can never – you have no thoughts that go there. But if you process your Christian walk and you don't include God in the thinking, that's when it can be subject to demonic activity. If you don't include God in your process, then all that you're including in your process is the world, which is highly influenced by Satan. And that's where it comes from. You got to be like, no, we want to walk by faith. We want to remember eternity. We want to remember. I mean, Paul was kind when he said, you know, in the face of eternity, none of this stuff matters. It's like, that's right. What he said is in Romans 8:18, he talks about the far surpassing greatness of that which is coming compared to that which is what we're going through. And it's like, yeah. All right. So I did, by the way, I did just put that in my own words. So it wasn't a direct quote. But the sentiment is there and the idea is there. And it's important to understand. In the weight of eternity, a lot of the stuff that you're going through, a lot of the frustrations and a lot of the concerns, they don't hold up. They won't last. They don't have the power to endure from all eternity. And it's important to understand that even though I'm paraphrasing what Paul's saying, he's saying that. But look, compared to the weight of eternity, the weight of the temporal, the now, is nothing. They're not even on the same scale. And so you and I go through a lot of stuff and we try and figure it out. And don't get the wrong idea. I don't care if you're watching any of the pastors, whether you have a Pentecostal, a Church of Christ, a Church of God, a Presbyterian church that's using the Bible, a charismatic, a Baptist, a Nazarene. It doesn't matter. In any of those capacities, you know, what that part of the background is, it matters deeply that there's this genuine connection and reliance upon the Lord, and that you see things through His eyes and not yours alone, and that you understand that the Scripture is clear. I mean, when it talks about heaven, it says there's going to be people from a multitude of nations, from a multitude of tongues. There's going to be a lot of people there. And one of the things we all can rely on is Him getting us through and getting us to where we need to be. I mean, next week we're going to talk about the difference between the law and the prophets and Jesus, because we're going to pick up on Matthew 17. But this week, don't let your heart be discouraged by every single nuance that takes place in the universe and in the world. Every time something happens, don't jump. That's what my dog does. That's what Levi does. Any noise, he jumps like a cat. Unfortunately, he's a 75-pound dog, so that's a bummer. We got to not be like that. We got to have a steadfastness in the Lord, a trust in the Lord. He knows what he's doing. This isn't an accident. Your life didn't just come about. You're not a piece of pus that came out of the ground, and then another piece of pus came out of the ground, and then all of a sudden they can create a third piece of pus. Like, what is this so stupid? It takes more faith to believe that than anything. You are a created being made in the image of God, and the Lord has plans and desires and things for you to participate in and accomplish. You're not done. And a 90-plus-year-old called the show one time. I said, "You on the sidelines?" He's like, "I can pray." Never. I'm never on the sideline. You're never on the sideline, ever. Okay? It's really important. If you want to reach out to the show, by the way, you're welcome to. Please keep us in prayer. Like I said, we need wisdom. The show needs wisdom. Julie, Wonder Julie's doing a great job. It's good to have her as a part of our team. I think she's learning a lot on especially how to drop in sounds at the last second. Right? It's fun, isn't it?
Well, you got to be ready.
You got to be ready. So Jesus said, watch and pray. Not pray and watch. He said, watch and pray. It's like, okay, keep your eyes open. I'm going to pray over just the people listening, just asking that the Lord would bless that which is good and that which is helpful, and that you retain that, and that everybody has as blessed a weekend as they can have. Father, we come before you, and we recognize, Lord, that we have failings, and we apologize for those. We apologize that we fall short, but that's why we rejoice in the grace that you extend to us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's far superior than anything else. Now, there's people out there right now who have been wounded by churches and by other Christians, and I just pray that, Lord, you would touch them and not allow the enemy to keep them away from fellowship. I don't care where they fellowship, just to find a safe place to fellowship. And there's been a lot of stuff that's been spoken over the week, and they hear a lot of stuff, and I hear a lot of stuff. Lord, the stuff that we take in that's good, that draws us closer to you, that helps us, I'm asking you to help us hang on to that. But the dumb stuff, help us to dump it. Help us to just forget it, just to let it go. Help us to get the right focus on you, the right attitude on you, the right point of view, seeing with you in everything we're doing and in everything we're dealing with. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 73-hour break. Then we'll come back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.